Here is the Free Thought Almanac for October 3rd. I'm John Mill. It was on this date, October 3rd, 1925, that American writer Gore Eugene Luther Vidal, Jr. was born in West Point, New York, where his father was an instructor at the Military Academy. He grew up near Washington, D.C. in the house of his blind grandfather, the populist Democrat Senator Thomas Pryor Gore of Oklahoma. He took his grandfather's family name for his first name and remained Gore Vidal throughout his writing life. During World War II, Vidal served with the Army Reserve Corps in the Aleutian Islands. The war itself provided material for Vidal's first novel, Willawa, published in 1946, when its author was almost 21. After receiving encouraging reviews, he published more novels, branched out into theater, film, and television, and piled up an impressive list of credits. These included Visit to a Small Planet for TV, 1955, screenplays for the films Suddenly Last Summer, 1959, Is Paris Burning, 1966, and Myra Breckinridge, 1968, The Best Man, a play, 1960, the novels Julian, 1964, Washington, D.C., 1967, Burr, 1974, Creation, 1981, Lincoln, 1984, Empire, 1987, and Live from Golgotha, 1992. A collection called United States, Essays, 1952-1992, published in 1993, the autobiographical Palimpsest, 1995, and Dreaming War, Blood for Oil and the Cheney-Bush Junta, 2002. An unsuccessful political candidate himself, Vidal has never been shy in writing about politics. He has described Ronald Reagan as a triumph of the embalmer's art and publicly worried about the Bible-based policies of George W. Bush, writing, "He certainly is worse. We've never had a kind of reckless one who may believe, and there's a whole theory now that he's inspired by the love of our Lord, that he is an apocalyptic Christian who'll be going to heaven while the rest of us go to blazes. I hope that isn't the case. I hope that's exaggeration." As a self-described born-again atheist, Vidal said he is one of the last defenders of the idealized Jeffersonian Republic. Against what? Here is how he put it in his Decline and Fall of the American Empire, published in 1992. In the First Amendment to the Constitution, he wrote, "The founders made it clear that this was not to be a sky god nation with a national religion like that of England from whom we had just separated. This separation was absolute in our original republic. But the sky godders do not give up easily. In the 1950s, they actually got the phrase, 'In God we trust,' onto the currency in direct violation of the First Amendment." Further, Vidal pointed out, "The original gentleman's agreement between church and state was that we, the people, the state, will in no way help or hinder any religion, while absently observing that as religion is a good thing, the little church on Elm Street won't have to pay a property tax. No one envisaged that the most valuable real estate at the heart of most of our old cities would be tax-exempt, as churches and temples and orgone boxes increased their holdings and portfolios. The quo for this huge quid was that religion would stay out of politics and not impose its superstitions on us, the people. The agreement broke down years ago. The scandalous career of the Reverend presidential candidate Pat Robertson is a paradigm." In 1972, Vidal made a second home in a palazzo in Ravello, Italy, splitting his time between there and a home in California. Although he continued to write about religion's influence on politics, "The idea of a good society is something you do not need a religion and eternal punishment to buttress. You need a religion if you're terrified of death," he says. The remainder of the public that still reads only his political pamphlets. Said Vidal, "I regard monotheism as the greatest disaster ever to befall the human race. I see no good in Judaism, Christianity, or Islam. Good people, yes, but any religion based on a single, well, frenzied and virulent God is not as useful to the human race as, say, Confucianism, which is not a religion but an ethical and educational system." Gore Vidal died at his California home on the 31st of July, 2012. His obituary at Huffington Post concluded with this quote, "Because there is no cosmic point to the life that each of us perceives on this distant bit of dust at galaxy's edge, all the more reason for us to maintain in proper balance what we have here, because there is nothing else, no thing. That is it. And quite enough, all in all." This has been the Free Thought Almanac for October 3rd. I'm John Mill.